call the budget workshop for City of Hamburg to order September 19th, 2017 at 7 o'clock.
Okay. So last time we met was in August. We discussed a few items. I think kind of the biggest things, if we go to on the general fund, page 5, I just want to go over to the totals here. So kind of one of the things I did was update where we are with balances, because I noticed I didn't have that in there the last meeting. So as you can see right here, end of 2016, we roughly had about a $94,000 surplus at end of 2016.
Are you looking at page 4 or 5?
5. Or 4, sorry. 5 I want to go over next. So, as you can see, then this carries over for the next year, and we're projected, you know, about $8,000 negative. But one thing I want to point out is in 15, we ran a deficit of about $80,000. But as you see here, at the end of 2016, the general fund was $383,000. That's well above where we need to be. Typically, we should be at probably about $250,000 to $275,000 for a balance there. So we have almost about $90,000 to play with that meets cash flow. So that's one of the biggest things I wanted to talk to about tonight, was what we want to do with those monies. We may possibly at the end of this year look at moving some of that money to savings. So that way we kind of push and move that and allocate that towards future street expenses or any other items we may want to even just possibly add into the budget and use some of that surplus. So I'll kind of tie that all in here. So the biggest thing that I wanted to go to, no real major changes from, you know, the last meeting other than, you know, the lawnmowers in the budget. And then one thing I want to point out, so we still have $31,000 there, to play with for the 2018 budget. But as we've discussed, budget meetings, council meetings, we've talked about the park shelter, re-roofing the park shelter. I have a good feeling, you know, we add that into the budget, that'll pretty much eat up most of that surplus there. Some of the other things we've talked about that I added on the budget wish list. So if we go to the wish list, so as you can see, the lawnmower, we've accounted for that. I've actually reduced that because we're looking at about $10,000 for the lawnmower. The other thing is, I don't know if we have timeline this year yet, but we have, you know, we talked about Central and Sheely, about doing the mill and overlay there, you know, roughly about $28,000. That's something we could look at possibly. I don't know what the timeline would be. I have to check on the timeline, see if we could get it in yet this year. But that would be a possibility to get that done this year yet, possibly using some of those surplus monies from 2016. Or we can just carry it over and put it into the 2018 budget. Then also what I have there for the Parks Fund, you know, is the Lions Park Shelter. And we're going to probably be looking at $20,000 to $30,000 if we redo the whole roof. So like I said, that surplus that we're sitting on would pretty much be wiped out by adding that into the budget. Other than that, one of the other things I added in the hall fund, I apologize, it doesn't quite fully fit. Was right here, the $2,000 for chairs. So that'll be mainly just for chairs, about 150 chairs. Greg said there's a good 100 plus chairs that are still in need up there. One of the other things, talking to Greg, is they would like to, or Greg would like to buy a drag down for the ballparks down there. Because what they have now is, it just isn't sufficient. He wants to get something that has some teeth that he can sink in and then has a screening on the back. So they can get the fields all nice. For one, and two, also what they want to be able to do is that way they can dig up the weeds, kind of keep the weeds under control a little more by that. And we looked at that, and that's about $700. But the baseball club may be looking to donate a little money to the city. And I said that would be a perfect thing, you know, if they were looking to do a donation. Since it's a baseball park, keeping in kind of the parks program. So that's a possibility that, you know, we can look at for taking that in too. Other than that, it's just mainly, you know, putting things in the budget that would be on the wish list or other items that on our near that the council feels, you know, we need to address. Bottom line, we're looking at a 1%, I'll show that. So kind of what we need to decide at the next meeting is basically setting the tax levy. As you can see, 1% increase is $4,632 roughly. So now if I go back to, Tamara, do you want to take that? Because it sounds like it's...
All three times in a row, it's probably...
Well, it sounds like it's mine, and we're expecting some bad news, so...
So this, the 31,000 we have in the budget for the surplus right now, that's
right.
That doesn't include LGA. We've kept that
nope, out. LGA we've kept out, and we've kind of taken and earmarked that for street improvements, you know, which is on page 5 here. So yeah, so then we'll take that money, plus also what you have is the 7141 coming in this year, next year. So we're roughly going to have, you know, the end of next year if we get LGA and the small cities assistance, we'll have $167,842 also available for street improvements. And like I said, of that, with that 31,000, you know, projected surplus right now. Once you add in, you know, roof repairs for the park, you know, that'll pretty much will wipe that out.
Big ticket items with that, we're looking at the roof or the road repairs. Why would we take road repairs out of that versus the fund we have? For Sheely and Central Avenue, were you talking about?
Well, Sheely and Central, if like, the contractor has the time.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think we could do that this year and use it out of 2016 surplus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. I got you.
You know, because we have about $90,000 to play with, and we're still meeting our, you know, 50% cash flow. Because ideally what you want to have is a 35 to 50%, balance, you know, in your checking to basically cover expenses for 6 months.
Gotcha.
So whatever your 6 months expenses are, that's what you should, you know, that's the balance we want to carry. Okay. Reason for that is because, you know, 85% of our money comes from taxes.
Yep.
And it's every 6 months.
Yep, I got
so.
Makes sense.
You know,
when we go about that with the streets, do we have to have it
be under a certain amount? Can we just have quotes?
We can just get estimates, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can get two estimates if it's under. Really, you don't have to, it's $100,000 before you have to go to sealed bids or any of the major requirements, yeah.
So we're well under that.
Yeah, yeah. So my thing would be just to get one more estimate to be fair, typically what we do. So I mean really, you know, barring any major setbacks, I mean financially, city's sitting pretty well. But yet, you know, the other things to consider, what I looked at with those excess monies, is taking that money, putting it into savings and earmarking it for the water tower. Yeah. Which is kind of going to be the priority coming up here in a few years. I have gotten some numbers from, I talked to Justin Black this morning, so about if we do 100,000 gallon, which basically would double what we have now, and typically what you want is at least double your water usage, and we're doing about 30 to 40,000 a day. So we think a 100,000 gallon tower would be sufficient. We're looking at about $800,000. And that would include, I believe Justin said, I think it's CC'd y'all on the email I sent to Nash too, so I kind of sent an email to Nash to let him know too what we're looking at. But I believe that included tearing down engineering fees and putting a new one up.
Same spot, or?
See, and that would be that's the great debate we got to get into, if we want to consider here, put it back where it was, or see, I mean, they'll have to do some geographical analysis on that, where the best place will be, based on looking at probably some maps of, you know, the water aquifers or what, or, you know, so, and really it'll be more so that elevation for the pressure between them spots, because, I mean, the towers are right there, and then whatever's easiest to get it to the tower too, to get the water to the tower, and, you know, would it be easiest for it to do the system we are now, or how much more cost is it going to be to move it here and switch it, so we're, you know, so that's really what it comes down to. So, I mean, the nice thing is we have some options of looking at, you know, moving some monies around. So really it comes right now, what we just kind of need to prioritize is what we want to do, what we want to get accomplished next year. I've looked at the street plan, and the major thing is what we talked about is Central, Railroad also, we're probably going to have to look at. That's getting to a point. So Railroad, Sheely, and Central are kind of the priorities now. And then you're going to have Jacob Street, which is going to be that's going to be a bigger ordeal.
But I don't think there'll be any underground or anything there.
I don't think so. I think there's just maybe a few spots where we might have to look at either adding base or changing out the base for some dips in there.
Well, the thing is, there, like I explained to you, when we built that, the city was out of money. We started out at the railroad tracks that came up this way. It came with a big full sail section because there was nothing but crap down there. Then we jumped up and we did just a smaller sand section, and then at the last, on this end, was pretty good clay and stuff, and it was the gravel section here. So that's why you give them dips. I think now over the years, that is all settled. We know the thing and overlay it, and we don't.
Just have a little extra black top there and keep her.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not on that one, but on the farm, if you want color.
Oh, yeah?
Big bucks. A regular sign you're looking at about almost 15 to 20. And then you can more than double that for color.
I don't think color is important. It's just a nice elevator sign.
Right. Yeah. I believe I have that on the wish list. So yeah, we're looking at probably, you know, if you just want to something similar to what we have now, you're looking at 15 to 20,000. Okay. What we have in the park now, if you want to put something like that out there. Might be electronic.
Electronic sign. No, because I've been approached by a couple of residents about our little billboard or sign, or whatever you want to call it, out there. I think still has the big rim jig. I think is still posted out there. I don't think the fire department put their posters out there today.
I don't want to say it's oil. I think they stripped everything.
Did they finally take it off?
Yeah, okay. I think everything's stripped. Everything's just white.
But it just, a couple of residents have come up and said, you know, is there something that we can do better out there than what essentially looks like a billboard, but not really a good billboard at that? So, talk about it, but it's not going to be cheap because there's electricity out there, but we would still have to figure out how to connect electricity so we get billed for it. I don't know how that would work out there. And it might be some cost in buying the land from the landowner, although the landowner did say that we would be more than willing for the city to have a little section about the size of what we have out there already. And it's not in the MnDOT right away, if I remember correctly.
Just off it.
So we're okay there. But I don't know if you guys have noticed the Trinity Church sign when you go down Highway 5 towards Victoria on the left hand, on the north side of the road. Trinity, they have a church sign. I don't know, it's probably about as big as this opening here, and that may be a little bigger, and it sits there, but you can see it from a good distance, and it's a color, and it's really fancy. I don't know how much they paid for it, but Jeremy's thinking that we're probably going to do something like that, it would be like, you know, $50,000, $60,000, which would be a lot of money considering what our budget is. I mean, we're talking 10% of the budget to put a sign out there. I don't really think that's probably the wisest use of 10% of our budget.
The water tower is brand new. I'd say then maybe you could get by with it, but
yeah. Pass the offering plate around.
Right.
Or if this is you plan on running for your last term.
Bon voyage.
Well, that would be the jumbotron, though, right?
Yeah, that'd be the jumbotron. You mean you didn't see the for sale sign on my house?
Yeah.
But.
So, I mean, really, we're in pretty good shape. You know, knock on wood, you always hate to say that because then it's always, you know, the unforeseen comes up. But like I said, I mean, all the roofs will be repaired. I don't know of any other, you know, the shop's been taken care of. I mean, the last few years we've had some pretty hefty expenses that we've incurred. And we've still managed to stay, you know, head above water here. So, you know, like I said, the park is the only other major repair I know of now. And then the other thing would be the whole steps. And that was, I think, about $7,600 for the...
Did that
include the bathrooms? No. You know, and that really comes down to if you want to do maintenance free or not, too. So, I mean, the back probably I would say, I don't know if you'd need to do maintenance free. I mean, maybe get it by, but the front gets a lot of use and... I had to show the hall tonight before the meeting, and I looked at them steps, and they're getting to the point where they're going to need some TLC.
So you're figuring if we do that maintenance, we just need $7,500 for the front wall steps?
That's installed. I've gotten an estimate on that already, roughly around in
that
area.
That's cheap. That seems really cheap for us.
Yeah, that seems
really worth spending.
I'll have to look, maybe. Maybe it didn't include rent. I don't have to look, but...
Yeah,
that's the rest.
I'm thinking you might have thought you could use the main structure that was still there. Like that was fine. And just
yeah, but that don't cost much. It's all neat. I mean, the railing is what's the thing is.
I think when you went into my deck, it was like 10 grand.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. And I'm like, whoa, you can get that 676, sign them up.
I think when we looked at it originally, or we started talking about using that maintenance free deck, and we were talking, I thought we were talking, you know, 10, 11, 12.
Alright, take down existing landing railing and stairs. Install new graded 2x8 frame and 2x12 stair jacks. Take over joints, stringers. Install new Trex decking and fascia. Trex guardrail, post caps, post skirt, aluminum balusters, aluminum crippled handrail. All materials, labor, dumpster, and permit. $7,600.
Is that
wrong? Don't want to say until we get another estimate.
Right.
So. Does he do part lifts too?
Actually, this person has done a lot of work for the city, so he does good work and he's very reasonable.
Yeah, you'd say. Either that or a guy that I got. You have been
right. So I'd almost think, you know, another winter, I think really we got to look at them steps.
Yeah. I agree.
And if it's only, it's not even 8 grand, that's what, 1¾ increase in the budget if we have to.
Right.
So that's hardly
right. And then you're looking at, hopefully none of us should have to worry about it. Or worry about the steps again,
right.
You know, with that, with the maintenance-free decking, so. So we should get the life out of it.
Really?
Well, and it's with the Trex decking, too, which is quality stuff. It's not your cheap decking.
I'm of the opinion that, I mean, of all the things we're talking about here, I still, not just because I'm a parks guy, that roof is just theoretically, what if we would have got rain on National Night Out? How embarrassing that would have been.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody runs to the shed and they're wettering the shed.
Yep.
And
it's long overdue.
I feel like that should be a real, I mean, other things are failing, but that roof has failed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, and I'm not, other things are important, no doubt, but I just feel like that thing should be, if not the top of the list, it should be right there.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about the workshop that we're doing here is that we can put everything in. And we're not making the decision tonight on what the levy's going to be. We can't make that decision tonight. But we can definitely get closer to what that potential levy's going to be. And then next Tuesday is when we make the decision. So, yeah, I mean, I'm agreeing with you. That thing has failed. We have to take care of it. We take care of every other one of them.
Yeah.
I feel like we're almost there. We've gotten so many, I mean, or the previous council.
It's like literally the last one left besides the band shelter, I think, so, of all the buildings.
So, I mean, I guess one maybe a suggestion we do if the council's in agreement with it is let's put that in the budget and not eat the surplus up. Let's put it in to see what it looks like. So next Tuesday when we make the final decision on the budget, we can, or not, just when we set the preliminary levy, we can always go down from that. So we set that again. I know I joke a lot about setting the preliminary levy at 50%, but if we can set it at 50, and it doesn't mean it's going to stay at 50. You know, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying I'm not set at 50, but we could set it at 15 and eventually set it at 5, 4.
You want to get talked about in the newspaper, it's just set at 50 because that's going to hit the right time, like a bullet in a pumpkin, you know?
But then maybe people will come out and participate.
Yeah,
I mean, look.
You know where you get that when you're driving around the town and be like, hey, come here! That's exactly how I'm doing.
We set the preliminary levy at 50 and we all put for sale signs in our houses. And
yeah.
See ya. I think, like I say, anything we want to put in the budget.
Now is the time to do it.
This is the place to put it in. And next Tuesday, when we get the final numbers and we look at it and it looks, holy cow, I don't think we can set a preliminary levy that high, then we'll parse some things back. So it sounds definitely the roof.
Roof.
We're all in agreement on the roof and that.
I think we should have the hall steps in there too.
Yeah,
if we get it to that price, especially at that price, I mean, it'd be foolish to not entertain it.
Right.
It just seems cheaper. Yeah.
I got it on black and white, so.
How long is that good for?
I'm sure he would, you know, he'd, I could talk to him about honoring it till spring maybe. Or we could add a couple hundred more bucks to it just to cover inflation. So I'll set that at like 7,900 then just to cover costs. And anything else that you know, and like I said, any, you know, if we, whatever we do, and if we can come in about having an even budget, we may still want to look at raising the levy to maybe take some of that, a little bit of that money, like I said, and the surplus put towards that tower. Because we know that's inevitable. So that may be an option, you know, instead of going zero, that's a good time to, you know, do a 2-3% if we're breaking even on a income and expenses, you know, and where we're at for the 2018 budget. That way we can take that money and earmark and set it aside for that tower.
Yeah, I remember the first time when I was on the console, we were in real good shape for like 7 years. We had Meister at that time, putting down the books. And Vega was the mayor, I remember, you know, when I went off the console. And all of a sudden there was a year or two and they were in. Nothing was zero, and fall backwards in a hurry. You don't want to do that. At least a couple percent, if nothing else. Zero is never a good, I don't care, because you fall back in a hurry, and then you've
got
a long time.
And that is some of the feedback that we heard, I think my first year on council as a council member, because I think the year before I came on council, I think it was a zero increase, and then the year I came on it was a negative increase, mm-hmm. It was a decrease. And then did we go up 1%?
So like 2%.
We went zero for years.
Yeah.
And then
probably all of a sudden
had a 5 or 6, 7%
jump, yeah.
So and I know a lot of feedback when we made that big jump that fourth year there, a lot of people were like, well, why don't we just slowly increment it up instead of having to do this?
Yeah. People don't hit them as hard and then they don't.
Right. And then that way at least you're setting monies aside too. When you're at that zero, that's exactly when you should be doing that slight increase for replacement type items.
I agree.
You know, because another thing that I did put in here also is, what Jason brought up was the $2,000 for mower replacement. So that's built into the budget too. Along with, you know, we still have $2,000 going towards future bathrooms for the park. You know, $5,000 for city equipment replacement, city maintenance fund, we have $5,000 in there. And then community center addition, there's still $2,000 in there, which is something too that, you know, we can look at. It doesn't even have to be addition, it could be repairs too.
Is Greg got all meters replaced or not?
He's just starting doing that now. He's probably got 12 of them in now, but he's hoping by snowfall to have 50 of them in. That's his plan. Yeah, that's in the water fund. We got 8,000 each year. That's in there. I got $15,000 allocated for I&I program kind of each year now, so we continue with that, keep that going.
Water meter can go faster.
That's, yep,
there.
Just
8,000.
Well, like we said, it's his motivation because it benefits him to get him.
What has he said? Would our Greg's wishes to have that done sooner? Is he just kind of like, is this all the faster you guys can?
I can talk to him and see what his process is, and you know, it comes down to some timing too.
Yeah, because maybe he likes.
You know, it's easy now because a lot of them just got to be put outside. But then when you got to get inside, then they get the time consumption. You know, comes into play there where you got to replace the meter and run the line, and yeah. Now you don't get as many done. Whereas putting them outside, that don't take 15 minutes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, that's a great thought there. Maybe you could find out what his comfort level and how many, what's his goal every week or every month to get him in. Yeah, we could increase the budget to 10 or 11,000 to buy more, but they're just going to sit in the shop floor. I mean, I'm assuming they keep pretty good, but still, why is it really expensive to not put in for another year or two or something?
Or,
and how? Mm-hmm.
That way, they know that they've been.
Yeah, check was great, man. Like I said, now's the time for anything that you want to consider for next year. Now's the time to add it. Council have anything else they can think of that they'd like to see get done in the city?
Are you going to put anything in for the back steps? Okay. I don't know what, how much or what it's going to take.
You probably figure that's half. It'd be half the cost of, I mean, we can add $3,500. I think that would probably cover getting the steps done.
That's the only reason I'm at this, because the sill.
Well, from what I understand, yeah, the header on there is pulling away, right?
The sill is rotten, it's wide open.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's got to be taken care of. Like, you know,
yeah, so. Where was the
back steps?
Was left there?
The back steps. Mm-hmm. How much, like, if you did the back steps, how much would we think that, that cost would be?
$3,500.
What he's charging?
I think you're right. I think $3,500
should cover it. Yeah. So I can add that. I can add that in there.
Yeah,
might as well throw it in there.
Good.
How many plastic tables do we have at the hall?
I believe there's 70. So it's basically enough for 420. You know, six to a table would be, you know, 500. Really, 500. Well, probably your capacity of them two areas though is only 450. You know, when you think about, because you got the entryway that accounts for your capacity too, but you know, 450, 475.
I know you have about 2,000 in there right now for chairs.
Yeah, it's about 150 chairs.
I'm just thinking that with the fact that we have our mold issue taken care of, we have our roof taken care of, we can actually start looking at using the basement finally. Obviously, you're not going to get that many tables down, but then that basement section, you might get 10 down there, maybe.
No, you probably get.
Maybe take the muse out, maybe.
Yeah, because you got the pillars and.
Yeah. Just the way it lays out.
Yeah.
Because I know the fire department at one point in time was talking about re-energizing the bowling alley and being able to have kids down there.
Mm-hmm.
And or other events on there, too. So if that came up, and then that would be the rest of it. Do we have any other repairs that we would have to, is there still just a hole in the ground for one of the bathrooms? Or is there an actual urinal on it?
There's a hole in the floor. I think there's stools there.
I think it's still there. It's still intact. It's just the...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's where the meter is, I believe, where the hole is. Where the meter.
I don't know what that hole is all about. But
yeah.
I don't know if we just want to make sure that we... have two properly working bathrooms downstairs.
Yeah, we probably don't want a crater people falling into when they're going to the bathroom, so probably won't be cool.
No,
I agree with that.
Have you guys seen the basement?
I have. Well, I mean, I was in there for that. What was it, Easter egg hunt a couple years ago?
Maybe we need to do a tour or something. So
yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, I mean, you have to check out the floors. Yeah, I'll tell you, Nolan did a heck of a job on them floors. They look nice. They look really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, even the entryway looks like they're new again, where they were all kind of blackish, and did a good job.
Thank you. And is there enough drop from an ADA standpoint from the back side of the downstairs to put a ramp there? Or would the ramp be too far out and interfere with the doors? I mean, that back storage area?
I'd have to meet with MinSpec and have them look at that.
Because I'm presuming that we don't have to do anything ADA while, as long as we don't structurally change
the
foundation.
Right.
But if we're gonna start using the basement.
And you need that as a fire exit.
Yeah.
I even wonder what shape them steps are in. There's a lot of kegs that have rolled down them steps, so. So, yeah, I can't imagine what them steps look like, too. So, you know, maybe we pump some money into that for some upkeep down there.
Yeah, I mean, just, I guess, you and Greg have time to look at it and see. Between now and the next meeting, what things would we need to do if that space started getting used?
Good.
And we need to go crazy on Taj Mahal, but at least make it so we don't have to worry about
no gold urinals then.
No, nothing.
Yeah, we can look at some basement upgrades so that way it's at least it's presentable and safe.
Yeah. Because I mean, the main area.
I've always said that's one of the best cement floors I've ever seen. You ever go in that basement and look at that cement floor? It's amazing that thing's, what, 80, probably 80 years old. Hardly a crack in it.
One thing I was thinking about for in this building, it was brought to my attention one time about the sink being so shallow and not being able to wash some of those larger roasters and things. And someone had asked if maybe a deeper sink and maybe tall stub could be put in so that it could easily clean things.
I think the easy, quick, cheap fix is to do one of them tall spouts for them.
Yeah, where you can move it.
Yeah, flexible drain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's that, about $200?
Yeah. And then maybe a sink, a deeper stainless steel sink wouldn't be that much easier, or just get a little more depth to those bigger.
Yeah, that's stainless steel, 120 mils. That would be.
Well, we can get it in the budget and we'll see. Like I say, next week is when we set the preliminary. We can set it wherever we want. We just can't go above it when we decide to find it.
Right.
It was back there in the kitchen. What was that? Freezer or refrigerator?
Freezer.
Does anybody direct this? Something like that?
It wasn't being used, that's why we removed it, because all it did was freeze up.
Well, I didn't think it wasn't working either, was it?
It works,
it just freezes up.
Ice
is over.
Okay. So we're good here.
Yeah, I mean, we can always put it back if it's needed, or at least just right on the water treatment plant here. So.
So, any other thoughts? Any other additions, subtractions?
Talking about that on our dog park, the refrigerators down there. I mean, it's been, I can't remember the last time.
We were talking about that the other day, me and Mel, and I believe the baseball club's going to fix one of the coolers. Because the fan went out. And we were questioning, you know, do you buy a new one or do you fix it? And I said, well, some of that stuff back then built, I mean, that stuff down there is old, but it's heavy duty. Yeah. Where I'm thinking, you repair that, you might get 10 years out of it and buy a new one and get 7, so I don't know. Is that where you were going? We're possibly looking at replacing some of the...
Yeah. Some of the old ones they take
from Houston. Right. Right. Right.
I just didn't know if they're all working, or I know there's one down there that's not working, and it's just
stuff there.
And,
yeah, I mean, it'd be funny if we were checking into it. Our park does get rented out quite a bit.
Yeah. We'll see any lights and that bands doing the wheels. Lights are super old, yellow, and some don't work.
Yeah, you just put LED lights in there, brighten it right up. I think so. There might still be the bug lights in there. That's why it's probably so dingy.
Yeah.
Public?
That was so quiet.
Well, see, that's, I've always tried to get people to come. They just think it wouldn't help, but I think it would be, like, right here. It'd be nice to have a 10-minute session of what the public would like to see, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I have a joke about
saying training. Right.
Yeah. At a rate we know we're not going
to
do that.
Yeah, it seems the only way to get people to come.
I know once we talk about every year trying to update a fire hydrant,
well, typically we try to tie that in with the street project. You know, when we do a street project.
Okay.
What is it, 70 grand?
Yeah.
A piece, roughly, for a new hydrant?
I know someone or old ones that we was trying to replace. I don't know if there's any out there yet or not.
There's one across from the hall over here. Is that in the corner? Is that in the theater or is that in the old timer yet?
I have to look at them all. I know the one here is newer than the one we did Sophia by you.
Right.
We replaced a couple there. Maria, we replaced one. We got a free one over here.
Use this road, please, if you want.
Oh, and speaking of that, we did look at the signs. Greg did a couple years, last year, somewhere a year or two ago, put new signs up there. It says no trucks or farm equipment.
Yeah.
So there are signs up. There's signs up there. We looked and checked, so, and they're on both sides, so.
Yeah, I haven't seen
them. Okay.
So yeah, you might want to check on the fire hydrant if there's an old one that maybe you can update it, maybe. I mean, it's just something to put in, I don't know, maybe like, if you black one and put a hole down, you can't open it.
I mean, do we have anything in there as far as I know our snow removal thing is going to take a little bit of a different twist this year? Do we have something built into the budget for the
show? Yeah, so we might want to add costs for that, yep. Trying to see what we got.
And I know we don't have a number, and it would be logical for us to fair enough on this year because it has
right.
to come close to
right, right. But we have $9,000 in for snow removal. If you look, you can see last year we had $3,800, but that wasn't a typical year either, so. And typically we run 6 to 8. So, yeah, we can bump that up.
Getting old, man. See you like I used to. Can't drink my coffee and steer at the same
time. Let me get you one of those zero turn snow removal kits on.
Good thing you don't have a phone then.
I'm going to sit out there with my slingshot this winter. And shoot messages. Yeah, so we probably want to up that.
Yep. So I did that. I made note of that.
Tomorrow is our first needing to inspect all those who receive certified mailings for things that need to be corrected, or we're going to go with our new policy of submitting them to the Carver County Prosecutor. I don't know, was that anything you'd want to have a little bit of things set aside on anything that it did come from to?
Well, we have a contract with the county for prosecution, so it would just, if we have more cases this year and next year, then our costs will just go up for the next year. So it's by case load is how they figure that out, so yeah. And actually ours is going down next year, but it'll probably go up the next year when we turn these in, so.
Anything else that we can think of that we want to throw in there for consideration for next Tuesday to set the preliminary?
I got nothing.
The one other thing I thought too is maybe we should probably add, you know, maybe like $1,000 into the budget too for tree trimming each year for the boulevard. We get that all taken care of in the next couple of years or two.
See, you guys face waiting in the future and try to get
it. Yeah. I think we should add another $1,000 into that for.
I'm going to sweep it in as well.
Yep.
So, clearing all of options.
So we try to maximize that with the leaves, yes. It's always a guessing game.
Yeah.
How much, speaking of that, how much does it cost Glencoe to do what they do with leaves? You know, they have all their residents sweep it. So don't they sweep it to the curb or the
gutter? Yeah, to the gutter, right? To the curb in the gutter, and then you come along the back of the back and the tractor and the regular wagon and the big bat. Big shoot up the side and just sucks them up.
How much money?
So then the city must have a back truck, huh?
Well, they've got a couple of them that they pull in the back with these trailers. I think they've got three city hutches, by
like
20 of them. They're not cheap.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not. We could check with Norwood and see what they pay.
Yeah, so Norwood have
them? Yeah, they got a back truck, yeah.
They got a back truck?
Yeah.
That's something that we could, you know, we have this, because when we have that agreement, equipment share agreement with the county or with cities, or we go away from that.
You know, we signed in with that.
And that, would that be something that we could borrow?
I don't know. I think it's more so for emergency type stuff. It's what that agreement's for.
Different something.
Yeah.
It works slack. They really, I mean, but they're very spendy.
Mm-hmm. I was just curious.
Is there a private company that offers those services?
I'm sure.
I've never seen him do.
I'd be curious what that cost would be in comparison to what we would do it now with the dumpsters.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, I mean, I know not everybody uses the dumpsters. Is probably the best they could, you know, just from timing aspect where it might be more people would be apt to get their leaves off their yard and they're just having to get to the curb.
The big thing too would be is, you know, now a service, the grant would probably cover, but now if we bought something.
The grant one.
Right. You know, I'm just thinking of it that way, because really right now it's not. The compost dumpsters ain't costing the taxpayers anything because that's through Carver County, you know, grant, compost grant. So, but now if you bought something, I don't know if they would reimburse you for equipment, maybe the service, but I don't know if they necessarily they would for equipment.
Just something to think about, I guess. Oops. Anybody else have anything else that we want to include, or?
We're still on the list for tree trimming, right? This fall.
Yeah, hopefully we're down to 30-something. Last time we checked, we were like number 99 when we first signed up, so I'll follow up with Bob wants and see where he's at. I mean, we just told him we'd like to get it done before the snow flies, so.
No. You got with the street maintenance and the sidewalk repairs. Can we get our curb and stuff like that that we're going to? Is that in there too? Curb repair? Or not?
It's all,
is it kind of all
lumped and then whatever we determine we
so want that to use is like if we have a water main break or something, is that what you're looking at? Street maintenance and sidewalk repair?
No, that would just be basically any sidewalk, street. Repairs or curb replacement where, you know, a plow hit or something, or
usually we take care of that.
Typically, yeah.
We should anyway. No one's going to take that. Yeah, we should.
If they hit it, yeah. But usually like a water main break, that most of that will come out of the water fund, you know, versus whatever the, you know, the blacktop repair or curb repair would be. Of course, I'd go to streets, but.
$1,500 you've got on here, is that typically pretty much standard what you usually use?
For what? What's
for,
that?
Street maintenance and sidewalk repair here on Page Street under Public Works. You got $1,500 there, but that's pretty much takes care of the sidewalk.
Yeah, sidewalk and patching mainly is what that is, that $1,500. Okay. Yep.
Is that some of that lighting? Is that would be maybe down in by the park? By the buildings?
Street lighting? No, that's just electricity costs.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for streets.
I was mentioned that maybe there would be some lights. There was some lights.
Yep. I talked to Greg about that after the council meeting.
Yeah.
And there are lights there. He said one of them fell off and the other two aren't working. So there were lights there.
Oh, okay.
So we said
hours.
Right. So we talked the next time we needed Rob's in town. We'd have them look at it and then even give us an estimate to maybe update that to some efficient LED lighting, yeah.
And how many streets do we got on the list for next year still, Cody?
We have to do Martha was one that was priority. We just did William. I mean, the county's been done. I think Martha was the. I thought there was one other one. Might just be Martha. Or maybe Maria, too. Martha and Maria, I think, maybe. Are the two.
Well, I think if we get Maria, we probably get by a few years before we have to do anything there, because that would be the last street in that area from 1988.
Yeah.
That's not in that better shape.
No, and then I believe we just, was it 2007? Replaced part of that, so. Yeah. Yeah, because a lot of the streets now were, you know, are milling overlay. I mean, that we haven't kind of touched base with the last, you know, 2-3 years, so.
On televising and so forth like that. I know we did.
The I-9?
I don't know what the I-9 is. I mean, just we did the televising.
Yeah, we just, we Last year we finished that.
Okay. Probably you.
And then probably about every 5 years.
Oh.
Every 3 to 5 years.
We
should do it again. Yep. Yeah. It was, I believe it was 3 years though it took us. We did it in 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then probably in about a couple of years we should do it again.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I'll kind of make point of that. It'd be a continuous thing, you know, with the I&I project.
Do we have anything, because like you were saying, the women's bathroom down there, doing anything there?
Downstairs?
No, or, the park, right?
Oh, park. I don't think we have nothing in there. I mean, we've been putting monies aside. You know, we could look at using those monies or putting money into the budget. I mean, I don't know. I guess the great question is, what is the...
How much can we alter before we have to alter the
Yeah, before we get in ADA regulations.
I'm just thinking extra lighting and longer stalls.
We should probably get
right.
A new partition and some lighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The women's restroom.
Is it going to be wheelchair accessible?
No. Them are nowhere near ADA regulations in bathrooms.
Then I thought, well, why don't we just make one bathroom, unisex?
Yeah, you're right.
And put a big door in and have one bathroom.
Or it says they can do it.
We looked at the back doing that too, and then we ran into all, remember Chris, how many times we were down there? Ran into so many problems trying to do that. It wasn't the power or the water or the...
The big thing when we were looking at making that back just one big, handicap accessible bathroom is when they went in, when the plane came out, we went in, they flushed everything at one time. It didn't go so well.
Yeah.
And there's not enough piping or things don't run the right way quick enough to not flood one of the bathrooms up. They'd be flushed everywhere.
Yeah.
Because one of them will flush fine and the other one will not. The other one will take the water off.
But if you're taking away a toilet, like in the women's, you're taking the one away if you're making it one large.
Yeah. But we still Lenny still can figure out where all the pipes will go.
Oh, I see.
So I don't.
Yeah.
If we take one pipe away, that might be good, but that might be even worse.
Right.
That might be the pipe that's actually getting everything out the door. So.
Yeah.
I don't remember all what Lenny did down there, but I just know he just looked at it and shook his head and said, "Yeah, this is."
What's the point here?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to be able to get.
Yeah.
A bigger bathroom or an app down there.
Strollers and changing table pads and her pads. Maybe the Carver County would help with the funding on that since they want like the breastfeeding tent and they want to, you know, maybe they would be willing to help do that.
You could ask the RV contact.
They would maybe do some of the material type stuff, major committed. Cosmetic stuff that has to be done just to.
See where they got their bathrooms over there. They try it.
Yeah.
Well, if anything, just longer stalls and lighting would be good.
We could probably do that. Right? The money that we've been putting in that fund, I can't think of that would cost more than.
Sheetrock and barrels. Plywood and paint, isn't that all it is now, anyways?
It is.
Take that off, put a nice curtain in there, probably be just as good.
Exactly. It's true.
You're going to throw $100 at it, and then we'll throw $200 at it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we've been putting that $2,000 in that fund for, what, 6 years now?
Yeah, what's in there?
7 years.
So, must be 5 years. We have 10,000 in there.
So there's enough money there, though.
cover some of that.
Make it a little brighter in the women's restroom, for sure.
I'll just I'll make note. Just have Rob's look at what they can do for changing the lighting there, and then they can look at the other lighting too. Well, what we've done is, me, Greg, and Kurt have talked about this, and what we've talked to and told the Department of Health that when we do the tower at that time, we'd be looking at that. So that way we can incur, tie in all those costs at once. Because otherwise you're, I don't know, looking at 10 grand,
yeah.
20 grand. To fill that well, we're talking 800 feet.
A slurry in here or something? How do you do that?
They must.
And that's not cheap.
No. The problem is, that's an 800 some foot well, too. It's not like these are only 600, that one's 800.
You can't leave that active? I mean, you have the backup?
Emergency use only, because you wouldn't be able to use it as backup because it doesn't have no fluoride or any chlorine or any treatment.
For, say, very permanent.
Pretty much, yeah.
Water and streets, yeah, a street project or something.
Yeah.
So if you said that, you could leave it open or uncapped.
Yeah, as long as you're technically putting something to
say, it. Say the sewer even or something like that. And they just put an overhead fill in, and that's all they use it for is they have a sign right there that says water, water in streets, and stuff, you know, water plants, you know, lawn, or whatever, the city, just more consumption.
You know, and really that all come in, ties in with the water tower too, because depending on where you're going to put the tower. But then the well you could use.
Put an overhead fill.
Put a, yeah, I was just going to say put an overhead fill in. And
I think at one time we did.
I think there was, I was just going to say, yeah, I think there used, there used to be.
Yeah, because I remember we, when I was on the fire department, we filled the one fires and stuff already. Yeah. I think the one, there's one pipe still stuck on the ground, I think. Yeah, I think it is.
How much would doing making it put an overhead fill in and all that stuff to make it operational?
What's going on there for how much is going on there, but it probably wouldn't take a whole lot. The pump is probably still in there.
Yeah. Probably use it till the well collapses. That's pretty much the bottom line then. Then you probably want to cap it.
Yeah. You want to see how much it costs to make it operational in that direction.
Yeah.
That way we're ahead of the game in case they come talking and we don't use it for it, we use it for the trucks. And then that might leave you some back which you probably have.
Well, the other thing too is we get water around there.
Yeah, we're still in the system. Yeah.
We get water every day at night from North.
Yeah.
Stop, and then they fill here, they go right there and fill it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
And that would be in the voices fire department, and I always feel fond of that money that I'm not saying that some of our guys are shady, but some of our guys are shady.
Or okay, something's
you ever,
all of a sudden someone's gone or something.
You ever see that hose that was out there, Scotty? Did you ever see the hose they were using that was out there?
Yeah.
Till Mike Buckentine came up and showed us?
We got, there's a new one.
Well, there's a new one.
There's a new one right now.
Oh, they put a new one or a different one
up. The day I come in here and ask Greg to help me fill, because I had never filled here before, and I want to make sure I had everything right, so I got all the numbers wrote down and everything. I looked at that hose and I thought to myself, you got to be kidding me. There's more water coming down in the parking lot than going in the truck.
Yeah.
That's what Justin said, they make such a mess there too.
Oh,
yeah.
So I said something and then I think Mike said something.
It sounds like that's going to lead you to a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Do that one over there.
Yeah.
Have another fill over there and have a fire department fill over there.
Because they got more water running in the hall there.
Go over. Next time Kurt comes, we'll go over there and look at that.
About the time they fill in the morning and the boys get a call and somebody comes running in that door and slips and falls and cracks.
Oh,
yeah. What's going to happen. Because that floor gets very slippery when it's wet. You got the right kind of shoes, soles on, and you're going to go for a ride. And it's going to be that issue for me.
Anything else? We're getting close to 50%. Okay.
I want to work on this building.
That'll be this year. And this year's budget. We're hoping to, yeah.
That's in this year's budget?
Yep.
Anyone else got anything else? No? So if you think of anything else between now and Tuesday, let Jeremy know.
Yep.
The budget. So next Tuesday, we'll set the preliminary budget and that. And remember again, too, we can always go down from the preliminary budget, so the number looks big when we decide on it. At the end of the world, yeah, we may get a few knocks on our door or extra phone calls. We're not to just change your number and move to the neighbor's house for a while. Get yourself a Rottweiler and let it sit outside.
So I'll add these things all in and then I'll send out the budget. I'll print you out a copy, Scotty, and that way you can kind of see before Tuesday then what we're looking at.
No one's got anything else? Kevin?
I got one. Yep. I got one thing here. On the last sheets from September 12th, we got Gene Steers permit for the 26th. Now we've got this whole second council meeting on the 27th.
No.
26.
So, 26.
We changed that. I don't know if you caught that, but I said, oh, I had an error.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I didn't know.
Yeah, I caught it and brought it up.
And we made the motion to set the dates correct for the 26th.
Right.
If there's nothing else, then I'd like a motion to close the budget workshop.
So be it.
Second. So move and second to close the budget workshop. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned at 8:09 p.m.
Where are we?